Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping has urged Chongqing to further deepen reforms and opening up across the board and constantly write its own chapter in advancing Chinese modernization. President Xi was speaking during his inspection tour in the municipality in southwest China. He said Chongqing should strive to promote high-quality development and build itself into a key strategic fulcrum for the development of China's western region and a hub for opening up the inland regions. The Chinese ambassador to the United States says China is ready to make joint efforts to advance the relationship. Xie Feng was speaking at the opening ceremony of the Harvard Kennedy School China Conference. He said China-U.S. ties should advance along the right track.
We are facing grave challenges in China-U.S. relations, frankly speaking. Whether our young friends here can continue to enjoy the 8-decade-long peace and development as your parents did, largely depends on whether China and the United States can find a right way to get along with each other in this new era. China is ready to make joint efforts with the US side, live up to our mission, show good faith and sincerity, and take concrete actions to implement the important consensus reached between our two presidents.
The ambassador also encouraged young people to contribute to exploring ways for China and the US to get along. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Shanghai to begin a 3-day visit. He's expected to meet senior Chinese officials in Beijing and Shanghai. Chen Tong reports.
Well, according to some U.S. media, in Shanghai, Blinken is expected to meet some students and also attend a basketball game in the city. Blinken's last visit to China was actually in June last year. He spent 2 days in Beijing, but this time he's going to spend 3 days in two cities, Shanghai and Beijing. So from the longer period of time he's staying here, you can tell that the U.S. is actually seeking a closer communication, a deeper communication with China. Well, actually, earlier, the Chinese official has said Blinken's visit to China this time is part of the efforts to implement the common understanding reached by the presidents of the two countries in San Francisco last year. That is to maintain dialogue, manage differences, advance cooperation, and strengthen coordination on international affairs.
Chinese authorities have voiced firm opposition after the European Commission conducted raids on a Chinese company's offices in Europe. The raids, which occurred without prior notice on Tuesday morning, aimed to investigate potential industry subsidies. The Chinese Commerce Ministry said the move disrupts the normal market order featuring fair competition and hurts the confidence of foreign companies operating in Europe. The ministry also said China will keep an eye on the following moves by the EU and it will take all necessary measures to protect the legitimate interests of Chinese firms. Authorities say China's lunar landing mission is running smoothly. China's manned space agency says it's completed the development of major flight products, including the manned spacecraft Mengzhou, the lunar lander Lanyue, and the lunar landing suit. In 2023, China initiated its manned lunar exploration program, aiming to realize the goal by 2030. Japan's reportedly halted the ocean discharge of nuclear-contaminated wastewater from the crippled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant due to a power outage. Reports say the outage occurred on Wednesday morning after excavation work damaged a cable. Plant's operator said the system to cool reactors and other vital systems was not affected by the outage and remained operational. The Israeli army says it's mobilized 2 more reserve brigades to prepare for ground operations in the Gaza Strip. The brigades have so far operated near Israel's northern border. The move comes after the Israeli army pulled out some of its forces from Gaza. The U.S. Senate's approved billions of dollars of aid to Ukraine and Israel. The bill was backed by an overwhelming majority after the House had earlier approved the package over the weekend. China will send a new panda couple to Spain next week. The previous pair returned nearly 2 months ago after living in Spain for more than a decade. Giant pandas Jin Shi and Ju Yu will embark on their journey on April 29th from Chengdu in southwest China. They'll start their 10-year residency at a zoo in Madrid. The China Wildlife Conservation Association said the pandas are in good health and they're undergoing quarantine procedures. China Media Group has hosted a video festival in Geneva to mark the 2024 United Nations Chinese Language Day. CMG hosted the 4th International Chinese Language Video Festival at the Palais de Nation, along with the UN Office at Geneva and the China Mission to the UN Office. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.